Today's topic is Ashrei, as we are in the middle of Pesukim in Zimra, which is page 143. And the Gemara makes a very strong statement. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina, Kol Omer Tilad Davi B'chol Yom, Shlosh Pamim Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Haolam Haba. And a person who says Ashrei, three times a day, thrice, daily, guaranteed Olam Haba. So be very careful, right? It doesn't mean that, okay, you can, you know, say Ashrei and then murder your mother, you know what I mean? And you're going to Olam Haba, right? That's not what it means, right? Oh. Right? Like, you know, I can eat pig and I can do whatever I want and beat up people. They'll say Ashrei and everything will be okay, right? That's not what I'm trying to say. My time, what's the rationale behind it? I.e., why are you more likely, this has to be the way the Gemara said, why are you more likely to become a Bein Olam Haba when you say Ashrei, right? I.e., what impact does it have on you? How does it affect your consciousness? Answers the Gemara, Mataima. If you want to tell me Lema Mishum Da'atiyah Ba'alav Beit, if you want to tell me it's Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, just say Ashrei Timin Derech, which is Tehillim Kuf Yotet. Now that's funny. Do you know how long Tehillim Kuf Yotet is?
196.
Right? Right. So it's like, do you replace? Forget Ashrei, just say Perek Kuf Yotet. Right? If it's just about the Aleph Beit. Now, I would have answered, you could, but it's way more efficient. Okay? The Achim Timani Apin, that has eight times. If once is good, then eight times is better. That's a pretty rational argument, right? No, because it contains potech jadecho masbil chol charetzo. Hashem should open up literally the hands and provide sustenance for everybody. Oh, what is it? No, ten lechem lechol basar. Kilom chazdo. Okay, you know you're talking. At least it's not long, right? Kilom chazdo, which we say, right? Elongated. Right? Don't give a Zimran, Shabbos Yontev. Ah, Elamishu did Beitarte. No, it's a double header. It's a double whammy. It has off bet. Ampotech Yadecha. That was because of the two components. That's it. Okay. Now, what's interesting is this is an amazing statement. It says the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah, which is on 17, so this is the Pe'arif. He says here, Hashem provides sustenance to karnei reimim, these rams, I guess, ad bitzei kinim, until the little eggs of kinim. Lice. Yeah, that's parsha's kinim, right? Of these lice, like creepy crawly guys. You have to have mamash kavan, which you have to have to have. You got to repeat. Meaning, i.e., Ashrei Yashrei. Kevan shekivim bapasuk zepetech jadecha sagi lebachi. Kevan shekar mira hi bavur zepasuk. Now, what's is that halacha? Is it that's brought down by the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yonah? Comes to Shulchan Aruch. Tzarich lechaven bapasuk v'im lo kiven. Tzarich lachzor v'lomro pamacher. Does the article sort of mention that?
Just the one pasuk, or
that one pasuk? Does the article sort of mention
that? Focus intensely, I think.
Yeah. Is that what it says? Focus intensely.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a good line.
Save this line with extra.
Is that what it says?
Intent or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there you go.
Little. Concentrate while touching the verse, poter. It is customary to touch the fill-in. Doesn't say anything about repeating, does it?
No.
Maybe in the
That's
it.
Let's have a mind. Here we go. One who forgot to concentrate on the translation must recite the verse again. This verse should be recited with great joy at the knowledge that God cares for every creature. There you go. And then the verse, however, a guy doesn't, even yesh lachzor akol pasuk from poteach et yadecha ad sofa mizmor. So poteach, that's eighty. I mean, right? So you're three quarters away there, anyways. You got to finish up and say the end. Say Bereshit Bura Mechay Adam Shevi B'Shem Lavush. It's Rechlam Armei Pasuk Potech Ad Sofa Mizmor Kaseder. The Nisgar Shekvar Mizmor Macherim Ve'Ein Lo Shul Lachzor. Then you could just rely on the one pasuk. But really, ideally, you should do it until the end. Wow, that is in fact. Here. And I'm sure you've seen this before. Sephardim, what do they do? Potech. What do they do?
They open their hands.
Pisgei Tshuva brought down. Ubesvarim Kadvu. I love when they say the word svarim. What does that mean? Alinyan li ten staka. B'shem ratu b'pasuk zeh. Staka. V'lemishmesh hatfilin. V'lisa inayim lamarom. Look up to the heavens. V'chein yesh hagim lifros kapayim lasod b'zeh poal midminay lekabel mazel hashefa mamala. You have to, in order to receive, you have to be open to accept it. And that's brought down by the Piske. So it's a pretty serious Potecha Jadecha. So again, I guess I would say, listen, if you can't, time is of essence and you forget to do it, but isn't that the idea why you should slow down when you say Potecha Jadecha? But also by Tefillah, if it naturally caused you to slow down, right? Very decision quickly if you need to move around a little bit. Okay, what about Shabbos? What about Mincha? But we say it twice, right? We say Ashrei twice in the morning and then once in the afternoon. We see it, the Tzvich Lekaven, you have to have tremendous Kavanah for it. The Shefa, right? The Shefa from Hashem, Ken Yiratzon.